In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Monday, July 17th. Good to have you with us. Looks like there's going to be a lot of trade news out of Washington, D.C. this week. On Wednesday, trade reps from China and the U.S. will meet. More on that in a minute. But first, the U.S. trade representative announced this afternoon the administration's objectives for renegotiating NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The release of the objectives mean negotiations can start next month. Those objectives include strengthening labor and environmental obligations and eliminating what they call unfair subsidies. President Trump has called NAFTA the worst trade deal ever, citing factory jobs moved out of the country. But the plan appears to try to hold on to what farmers and ranchers got out of the deal. Mexico and Canada now account for over a quarter of U.S. farm exports. The Trump administration's new plan calls for maintaining, quote, existing reciprocal duty-free market access for agricultural goods. Marketplace's Annie Baxter starts us off.
NAFTA has been overwhelmingly beneficial to U.S. agriculture, according to Veronica Nye. She's an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Our trade with our NAFTA partners increased from about $9 billion in 1993 to $38 billion in 2016.
Some ag interests, like dairy, still want to see more trade barriers fall away, particularly with Canada. But a lot of ag groups hope President Trump will leave well enough alone. The U.S. is Mexico and Canada's biggest supplier of red meat. Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation credits NAFTA and its aftermath.
Largely, the trade barriers for red meat have been eliminated. So we don't see much opportunity for further improvement.
U.S. Grains Council President Tom Slate says NAFTA's also been good for corn, barley, and sorghum producers. If you had your wish list, like how could you actually gain from a NAFTA renegotiation?
Well, it's kind of hard to gain on a 98% market share for our products, so...
There may not be much to gain, but there's lots to lose. Jeffrey Shaw is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says if Mexico and Canada don't like the Trump administration's plans on altering, say, trade of manufactured goods, that could have consequences.
If you restrict access to manufacturers in the U.S. market, we're going to restrict access to U.S. farm products in our markets.
The agriculture lobby is also worried about other trade policies under the Trump administration. The Trans-Pacific Partnership that we backed out of earlier this year could have improved their profits by billions of dollars. And some producers fear retaliation if the U.S. imposes tariffs on steel imports. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.